This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
And then, thankfully, I broke my hand.
To get out of fucking music class, you broke your hand?
I broke my reed on purpose. I broke my hand by accident.
Trying to break the reed, you broke the hand.
My finger snapped instead of the tiny piece of thin wood.
That's a great premise. I mean, it's not going to happen, but Lonely and Horny Season 3 is Ruby Jade learns saxophone. It's an adult community college class.
I'm incredibly gifted. Wow. Who is that jazz man? Bleeding Gums Murphy style.
You can call me daddy. You can call me baby. Call me what you like.
First time as a father on the show, right?
Yes.
And how does that spark joy to you to have?
I mean, it sparks joy for me to be a daddy, but I don't know that it sparks joy to be to you, to me, a daddy.
You're not understanding the question. How does it spark joy for you to be a father for me to have?
That's exactly what he answered.
I think I did answer, and I think you're confused.
We've got Miles Bonsignore on the fucking show.
Yeah.
We've got Marika Brownlee and Amir kind of filling out the rest. Forget bringing up the rear. It's like we need to create an environment, oral or otherwise, of sort of the air of formality, the air of this being a show about the company. Like, what even is this anymore? All of the rice? Like, that has nothing to do with the inner workings of the network. It's not like a company happy hour.
I mean, I'd like to speak on formality. You canceled the show 10 minutes ago over Instagram, and then I said, no, I'm still down to do it. I said I would yesterday, and you DM'd me the Zoom link, which was really inconvenient. I had to email myself the link to get in.
Well, it was all falling apart. Yeah, sorry.
Because I just read through the conversation.
Yeah.
No, because this is going to piss Miles off.
No, it won't.
Maybe will, but that's a good thing, possibly.
Today at 1:35 p.m., Jeff, gonna reschedule this record. Amir, whoa, is it something I said?
This is 1:35, we're recording at 2. So in 25 minutes, we're supposed to record. Jeff yes. says, I need to reschedule after we already got an email that said the recording is canceled.
Yeah. He says, our first...
I said, like, I wanted to ask why. I'm like, what caused this thing 25 minutes beforehand to just get canceled? Not even like rescheduled or pushed. Like, we're canceling. It's not happening. Because me and Marika are in. Like, we're waiting to go.
I mean, granted, I was asked yesterday in the middle of a nap, but I responded that I was down. Mm-hmm. Jeff says our fourth guest hasn't confirmed, and I haven't heard from him, and the segments are contingent on him. Parentheses Miles.
Sorry, you asked me yesterday.
No, I asked you like 4 days ago. I sent a Cal invite yesterday, right. And you didn't confirm. So I woke up today and was like, "Everything's good. We're all set."
Your fault, Miles.
Sorry. Okay, I understand that you're worried because I didn't confirm on the Google Cal, right. Even though I confirmed to you via text days ago.
So he sent you an email, you didn't respond, and he's like, okay, show's canceled. Show is canceled.
I said, first I said how the tables turn, and I said, I mean, did you text him?
Jeff Which says, I thought was a stupid question, because it's obvious that he texted him. Like, he's not responsive, and that's why we're canceling. But no, Marika was right to ask, because Jeff did in fact not text Miles. Didn't respond to an email, show episode canceled. Okay, right. Continue.
Yeah.
And I said I would check in first. What if he just didn't accept the invite by accident? And then the following string of texts from Jeff comes in the span of a, let's see, 1 minute period.
Wow.
Copy. Good point. Here we go. He confirmed. Never mind. We are good to go. Sorry, LOL.
So he did confirm the email after all, like that whole thing wasn't necessary, or he didn't confirm the email.
No, I just DM'd Miles to see if he was still good.
And I responded immediately and said, yeah, of course. Like, why wouldn't I be? Which is funny because like all of a sudden you're being very organized about the calendar invite, which is like impressive to me because the last several times we've conferred, it's sort of been just, you know, the Wild West of casual. Who gives a shit. Yeah.
But now it's like he didn't confirm the email, cancel the record. Like, if Marika didn't say text him, we just wouldn't record today.
And then I do want to say that was kind of the end of the big thing.
Yeah. But
Amir was like, I might be 5 minutes late now. I said, it's at 2:30 EST, right? And Jeff said it was at 2 p.m. And I screenshotted the canceled invite that says 2:30 to 3:30 p.m.
That was an issue of me kind of clicking on the calendar,
right?
Making a time block and being like, that's 11 a.m.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. With it was 11:30. Yeah, it was added 30, added value. Yeah. It was added value to the 11. Not only 11, 11:30. Yeah, exactly right. Because actually being later is more wisdom, right?
But then I said, could we do 11:30? You're like, no, actually, as close to 11, aka 2 Eastern, as possible.
So not only were you going off of Miles not responding to the calendar invite at all, but the calendar invite was wrong, and you didn't go off of it, period.
And then continue the transcript.
Oh.
Because I have an excuse.
Yes.
Right, Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah,
starting today. Yeah. Starting today. So that's actually really,
it doesn't really matter because you did send all the invites yesterday.
Not today. Yeah, correct. Yeah. Sure. New moon yesterday though.
Doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah, it affects it. Odd decision to cancel the record.
Like I said, most of the episode is contingent on Miles. All right.
So reach out and be like, are you still down? Because he did text and say he was. And then he didn't respond to a calendar invite, which looks like spam. And then you're like, all right, canceled. It's not happening.
And sorry, there was a warning on the email.
Yeah.
That said something along the lines of like, this person isn't like, don't trust this.
Right.
It's a virus. Yeah. I'm a viral man.
Yeah.
The issue is I've only gone viral in terms of load. Yeah. In terms of like having COVID 3 times, in terms of like souring people's day. I haven't gone viral by the way of like internet sensational fame.
I thought you had a TikTok that popped off semi recently.
Not even. I had a TikTok that you saw, which is like you follow me. So it's not even like it's not that viral.
You want help me going viral? I can help you.
I haven't done anything worth it. I would say all of the rice should go viral.
Yeah, we should. We can clip that.
TikTok
today.
That out, yeah.
I mean, the other one went belly up.
Sage doesn't... I'm sorry to Sage, but she doesn't know when to clip things out unless told. And I feel like she should have a sort of sixth sense about this shit.
This feels so internal. Like,
well, it's the HeadGum Podcast, isn't it?
It was never supposed to be the internal workings of the network.
Really?
Also, yeah. Sage has done a great job for our podcast and the really podcast. Job. Yeah.
No, and I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm just trying to start some beef to try and get her on the show because she deserves it. And spar.
With you?
Bet you you'll see spar. Let's talk about the most important thing. Let's say it at the same time. 3, 2, 1.
You canceled the show for no reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fatherhood. Mm. Yeah. Miles, you're significantly younger than Amir. Like, you're still in your prime. He's over the hill.
Yeah. I'm 29. I believe Amir is 40.
40, yeah.
4-0, the big 4-0.
Yeah.
How does it feel to not only be doing better than him career-wise, but also personally? So, like, you have a wife and a kid. He only has a wife. Soon to be.
Yeah. And he's ending his podcast.
Exactly, Rice.
Yeah, you're a decade. Literally behind and younger than me. You'll outlive me by 10 years on average, maybe even more.
It feels good, although recently I was talking to Amir and he said, I have so much free time. I'm just trying to fill the day. And I thought that was kind of cool.
Is that true, Amir?
Yeah, on a Perfect Person pod, we were sort of talking about what my typical day is and how sometimes I do find myself like at 4, 5, 6 p.m. wondering like, okay, now what? I've sort of done what I need to do. And without like a family and without like a typical 9 to 6, I struggle to fill my afternoons into evenings, not knowing exactly what to do.
You should start filling your holes. Just in terms of like, you said you struggle to fill your time, but maybe you should start struggling to fill your holes, basically like anal training, sizing up the gauge of the plugs and just see how far you can get.
Plugs.
Plugs, yeah.
But Miles, let's get back to the, you know, again, the most important thing, which is fatherhood.
I do want to, really quickly, and sorry, but I do want to say to Amir, it feels like you just need other hobbies.
Yeah, my hobby is watching basketball, which right now takes a lot of time because there's the playoffs. But come July, I'll be like, uh-oh, I don't like baseball. And that's pretty much it. I don't really watch a lot of television or movies either. So I need to find a way to fill my 6 to midnight.
What about cooking? I feel like you'd be good at like cooking.
Yeah, you can make like a filet.
Yeah, mignon.
Yeah, I've gotten a little bit better during the pandemic for sure, but I haven't like really stretched my limits. I'm not making like too much complicated things. It's mostly baking / cast iron skilleting meat, putting vegetables either in that pan or in the oven.
Yeah.
Maybe I can sort of kick that up a notch.
What about
lasagna? Seems hard.
You should get good at just baking.
Yeah, like flan.
Oh, flan is not really something you bake, is it?
Well, if you want to make it in the Basque fashion.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was going to say like cookies, just start off easy, right?
Yeah.
Seven-layer bar.
Maybe I love cookies, but I don't want to have like, the problem with baking is like you have so many of them around and then you're just eating them all yourself. It's a little indulgent.
Bring them into the office.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah,
I do. I mean, yeah, I'm sort of a cook. I made steak and eggs the other day, and that was kind of good.
Steak and eggs is not a good meal, I would say.
Really?
I think it's gross. It's too much animal.
Really? Wow. Say more.
Okay.
How did you cook both the steak and the eggs?
Well, I've been freezing meats for a while because my mother-in-law took us to Costco.
And that's the opposite.
Yeah, she took us to Costco and she said, we had really good steaks there. So she kind of bought us a bunch of steaks. I sliced them all up, put them in the freezer, and 6.5 months later, I made steak and eggs. And potatoes.
You also freeze the eggs?
Yeah, the eggs are, of course, frozen.
it's an egg custard cold.
Yeah.
A savory egg custard?
A savory egg ice.
Like a Slurpee?
Like a Luigi's Italian.
That's
in the plastic cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've said nothing of fatherhood other than
flan. I'm a dad now. Yeah, you haven't asked me really anything of substance, but I'm a dad and...
Do you find yourself sighing when you sit down? Is that fair to ask?
I'm very tired, obviously, because...
Why is that obvious?
Because of the baby.
Okay.
So he sort of has trouble sleeping.
Listen, do you want some unsolicited advice?
You want to let me finish?
You sound like every lover I've ever had. Continue.
Oh yeah.
It's really good. He's really chunky and cute. He's been learning to laugh recently, which is good. So we're sort of running a little circus here, doing anything we can to sort of sing a song that's going to make him laugh or shake a toy at him, and he thinks that's funny. But it's going good. I think we're sort of slowly lifting from the fog that is the first couple months.
Jeff, you aren't paying attention. This was the segment you planned. Yeah, here we go.
Okay. Well, would that say it happened so fast?
Yeah, I think he's editing it.
What was that? It was for the editor?
I'm here to host a podcast. We're only 14 minutes into this, so we wouldn't be ready for an ad break, right? Question mark.
I guess. I mean, it was sort of... podcast is. Yeah, it's in the zone, but I was also sort of joking.
Yeah, he was kind of kidding around.
Have you named the guy yet?
Of course.
Yeah.
Why is that of course?
It happens instantly.
I didn't get my name until I was 9.
What do they call you before that?
Yeah, what do they call you? Yeah.
A lot.
Untitled.
Jeff's mom project.
Untitled Liz James project.
We have named him. You ready for the name?
Yep.
Jeffrey Marika Amir.
Not Monsignore.
Lumenly.
Oh my god.
Lumenly. You named him after an app you wanted to design.
Lumenly. It's a flower app where you take a picture.
It's Ron like musically
Monsignore. Yeah.
No, his name is Julian. Right now we call him Baby Jude. JJ.
Baby JJ.
That's Baby JJ.
Do you sing Hey Jude to him because of Julian Lennon?
We don't, but we could.
Faster, like respond faster for the pacing of the show, right? Like you kind of took up. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
John Mulaney's new Netflix comedy special is called Baby J.
It doesn't matter because he's today. No, because his whole thing is the same shtick over and over again, right? Like you have to reinvent yourself. Like all of the rice that took a whole reinvention personally. I had to go.
Going to rehab and then having a child isn't reinventing himself enough?
I guess we should have gotten him then for the fatherhood thing, because then it could have been Miles and Mulaney.
I mean, that'd be huge for me career wise. But I will say, when Sarah was pregnant, to amp myself up for parenthood, I would sometimes look at Olivia Munn's Instagram.
Why?
Yeah, I'd love a little more.
She's a mother.
Because she's a mother, and she would have pictures of John Mulaney, because John Mulaney is too cool to kind of post like parenting photos, but Olivia Munn's posting and it's like them watching Bosch, and that was cool.
You're like, hell yeah.
I was like, they're cool people who are parents, and I want to be that. I don't want to be like somebody who's just like a parent, and that's kind of the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, on that subject, shut the fuck up, Amir. On that subject, I had a question.
It's a little mean.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You're so mean to me.
Yeah.
You're so mean. Ha. You're so rude. What does Jennifer Coolidge say to that fortune teller? Oh, yeah. Amital just yelled at you. You're so negative. Cut that clip out and use it as a sound. You're so naked.
I'll put it in right here.
Okay.
No, do you want some unsolicited parenting advice, Miles? And I know I'm not a parent.
You?
I know I'm not a parent, and that is a parent, but I just want to, sometimes it's like good to get that like new perspective, right? Yeah. Just like in relationships, right? In relationships, you don't want to need the other person. But you should deeply want the other person. That's where romance comes in. That's where codependence is impossible, right? So I'm just fearing, because it sounds like you've been spending a lot of the time, maybe most of your time with a little fucker.
Yeah.
That maybe you should foster your other hobbies. Maybe you should go out to the club, have a table, have some bottles, and let him do his thing. just so that he's not dependent on you. Does that make sense?
Well, I like where this is headed because I do think it's important to have a sense of identity outside of your relationship, outside of your child.
Exactly right, yeah.
But I think the part that is curious to me is that are you going to the club and getting bottles and grinding and twerking and having that experience? Because that does not seem appealing to me.
I don't do that. No, that's not fun to me.
What would be fun to you? Going to sort of a local hotspot,
a dinner,
and
would be good. Yeah, dinner, oysters with a Negroni, and maybe like steak frites with some friends.
Actually, though, does sound really good. I just got excited because yeah. That is right up my alley. A Negroni is my favorite drink. Oysters yeah. are my favorite soup, and
steak frites is basically steak and eggs, but you know, minus right. one. I love it's nice to do a dinner with like eight friends and you're all cracking up, you're getting a little tipsy, but you get yeah. to get you get you're in bed by midnight.
Oh my god,
I'd wanking it, absolutely jacking it.
What kind of search terms are you up to?
Miles Bonsignore feet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
My Zoom just died. I have to put new batteries in my Zoom. So use it or lose it, I guess.
No wall power, huh?
He'll never know.
All right, let's see.
Just a little curious. Not using USB power on this.
Yeah, these are right by a wall, definitely. Or at least.
Hey,
Bond of the week. Who do you guys got?
Sadie Sink.
Wasn't she awful in The Whale?
Are you fucking dumb? Sorry, I thought she was great in The Whale, and she's great in Stranger Thing. And I think that she's going to be the next star. Plural. I think she's going to be huge now that she has, you know, what's his name on her side?
Who?
Brandon.
You think any time that someone like stars in a movie with someone else, they're like on their side?
I kind of think that, yeah, they're a team up, like a celebrity team up when Loki sort of did Thor. Jeff, you keep sipping from a cup, and I'm just a little curious about it. So what time this you went to Blue Bottle and you sort of got what this morning before returning to your girlfriend's home to record this?
Bright. A cold brew bright blend, 16 ounce. And it wasn't, I didn't walk to Blue Bottle. It was in the fridge from a previous time.
Oh,
so it's what? Bad.
No, it's good.
Day old cold brew in a paper cup.
Cold brew's like wine, man.
Yeah, it would erode paper.
Really?
Yeah.
My bond of the week is Sandy. Succession.
What?
Sandy from Succession.
Who's Sand? I watched the show. I can't think. I mean, maybe
Larry Pine. He tried to stage the hostile takeover in season two.
Right.
Right. Pine. What? I think he'd be kind of interesting.
Sandy is the old guy.
Yes.
Okay. Mm.
Marika, like, let's keep shit going. Let's not let Amir's fuck up change the pace.
Yeah. I guess mine's gonna be in that same vein.
Sorry, Amir's doing some sort of performance art with his lights right now. It's a little distracting. Yeah.
Doing shadow puppets.
Yeah.
Actually, now I'm going to change it. My bond of the week is going to be the shadow puppets Amir just did.
It's good.
It's time
for... We can't hear you, dumbass. Okay, let's move on. Twitter verification went the way of Rosamund Pike. It's gone, girl.
Yeah. Yep. We lost. So,
yeah.
Do we comment on that? Like, do we give, is that our opportunity to sort of chime in, or is that our opportunity to give notes?
Either, I think.
Yeah, either, I guess.
Yeah.
Ideally praise, but yeah.
Yeah. To me, like, Rosamund Pike is not viral. You talked about going viral. Rosamund Pike is not going viral right now. And I kind of think that it's a dated reference for something that just happened.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's a good note.
It could be like, you know, it's going like it turned times to nighttime.
It Addison, could be like
Addison rays of sun.
Yeah. It could be like, be like the stanky leg.
Yeah, do the stanky leg.
That's a little more recent.
Maybe. I don't think it is.
I don't think so.
Are you guys going to pay for Twitter verification?
No, because I think I'd be shamed for it.
Yeah, it's now sort of a scarlet letter, a badge of dishonor.
Sure. So what are better ways to spend $8 a month? Because I would say me and Riley's Patreon, which is still going.
I guess that's
Miles' Patreon.
That's right. You could any pop Patreon, on there. Really. Perfect Person Premium, Perfect Person Platinum. You could also probably pay for like Hulu with ads, which I just kind of think is a bad service, but I think it's probably worth the $7.
Go
more a month.
Further back from your camera.
Yeah. I didn't That's like so that much at all.
Better. That's yeah. so it's much
too
better.
Close.
This is just a funny headline. The Starship rocket exploded. So why did SpaceX cheer?
Did they?
I didn't read the article.
I will say that one of my favorite things is that Andrew Pyle, our CTO, often posts video footage of like rocket launches and like is excited in our Slack. He's like, the biggest rocket ever is about to launch. And he did that with this one. And then 15 minutes later said it blew up.
Wow.
And that's really just how I get my rocket news. Word of the day.
Word of the goddamn day. It's back.
What was it? I've definitely said that before.
I didn't hear it.
But not at the right time.
Not at the right time. Where my ears were ready to hear the I word.
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go. I recently found IDR Labs, right? Which is individual differences research. And they have various tests. They have this drama test, which is about how we all play victim, rescuer, or persecutor in regard to human drama. Mm-hmm. And then there's like Marines test, which is like, could you figure shit out in the Marines? There's also the anger test, which I think would be good for Marika.
I want to take the poo test.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that about?
Which it's just going to match your personality with a Winnie the Pooh character, which is a borderline BuzzFeed article. I wanted y'all to pick out one of these and we'll just do it. And then the rest.
I have a question first. Are you, do you have IMDb Pro bookmarked because you're sort of seeing if your credits have updated? Or is it, are you just going there carte blanche to kind of see who is who's
in? I like to keep up with the star meter. I like to see who's the most famous people in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you made a Rosamund Pike reference.
Well, I like to keep it between 50,000 and 100,000.
Mm-hmm. You should try to keep it 100.
That's nice. That's really funny.
No, nice. It's not, because it doesn't mean anything. Like, what did you mean, Amir? Elaborate.
Like, you said you like to keep it between 50,000 and 100,000. I was like, you should try to keep it 100.
So it was like a joke.
Yeah, keep it a bean.
Let's do this shit. What do you guys want to do?
I guess the Nazi one. Let's do the Nazi one.
Let's not do that. Let's not do that.
That scares me.
Should we do the?
I feel like you scrolled by a bunch of good ones. We could do the South Park test.
That's funny. How big of a beefcake are you?
That's not funny.
We don't want to do the psychopath test.
Oh, that's kind of cool. We can sort of uncover what Jeff's kind of inner workings are.
That's cool.
Okay.
So this has, by the way, you couldn't do this episode without Miles, but it seems like pretty generic. But all right, let's see. Ready?
Yeah, I'm a little confused about that.
Parents test right at the top.
Yeah,
but it's like, surely that's what
why
it's
you
about.
Went to the site.
Yeah, we sort of
I, that. Okay, here. Why don't you guys do this for me?
Okay.
I want to assess someone I know.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay.
Person has a grandiose sense of self-worth. I mean,
I think it applies very well.
Applies pretty well.
I think the IMDb Pro on the bookmark tab sort of answers that.
Right.
Easier unconstrained.
I feel like those are kind of opposite things to me, but...
Yeah, he's not like... He's very like purposeful and like trying to do stuff. So it doesn't seem like easy. It seems like he's like sort of
but
forcing
unconstrained
it. Against,
is
yeah,
like,
forcing it.
But unconstrained feels like he makes plans and then drops them.
Right. Which one is which one is bad? Should we do does not apply or applies very well? I basically want to be like, he's not easy or unconstrained.
It does not apply, I think. Yeah.
This is so fucked up.
Pathological liar. I mean, he did cancel the show and he said that he texted me and stuff. So. Yeah,
I didn't say that I texted you. I said I hadn't texted you. I was honest. I just wasn't smart about it.
Yeah.
I'd say it does not apply.
Yeah.
I
not
think
pathologically.
Yeah.
It's person lives like a parasite on others, borrowing money they never pay back, cynically exploiting others for favors. I mean, I would say, yeah, he does sort of do social mind games.
So you think I'm like a cancer? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not a cancer.
No. A parasite.
A parasite.
Get rid of.
Yeah. A leech.
Easier.
All right.
Yeah.
This person has poor behavioral controls and finds it hard to keep their impulses in check.
I mean, that feels open.
I'd say it applies
shut.
Partially.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd say this does not apply.
All right. This person has a history of juvenile delinquency and or crime.
Have you ever been arrested?
I got a ticket for drinking in public in Williamsburg.
Let's go apply partially.
Partially.
The person has had many serious romantic relationships that have fallen apart after a short time. I don't know if you guys know me well enough to answer this question.
Yeah, what's the answer here?
No.
I was going to say no.
Well, but what does that say about you that the people who are closest to you that you work with every day don't know you well enough?
A liar?
I don't know. I wouldn't say you guys are like my closest friends.
Wow.
I love all you guys except for Amir, but like I want to, I like to keep things separate.
What does that mean? Like, do you have
that means I'm a Scorpio moon?
Let's do applies partially.
Are you Scorpio sun and moon?
No, I'm a Sag sun. Scorpio moon. I'd like to call myself a Trojan horse.
I'm Sag rising.
And I'm sad of you rising. So the more money.
Has a habit of blaming others for their own problems. Obviously.
You just blamed Mercury on the fact that you just didn't read your own calendar invite.
This person has at some point in their life been given a mild reprimand or warning by the authorities on the condition that they'd not repeat their offense, yet they ended up repeating the offense anyway. I mean, I think the scheduling thing has been kind of repeated.
You took him to court.
Took him to court.
Applies very well. Moving on.
Realist.
I think Jeff has goals. Yes, which
no,
is like the sad part.
Applies very well. Absolutely. I keep getting Instagram recommendations for Rodney's closet.
Wait, but that means means he has realistic. Oh, realistic. I see. I think Jeff has long term goals. They're just not realistic. If that makes sense.
Right. Yes,
what are some of those goals, Jeff? I guess I'm curious. Maybe this is a situation where we can deepen our relationship.
I don't think so, because I think they're embarrassing to talk about, and I like to move in silence like lasagna.
What? Like you wanted to, I mean, the CBS, you were sort of on a CBS thing.
Sure. But that's a one-off. We live in a gig economy. So it's like, just because you do that doesn't mean anything else is ever going to happen.
You got hired through Lyft to do that?
I got high in a Lyft to do that. Nice. The person has an excessive need for stimulation and is prone to boredom.
Applies very well.
Yeah.
The person has often tricked, conned, or manipulated people.
Applies very well.
I don't know. I'd say it does not apply.
I mean, getting people on the show, Venmoing their money, asking them for money back. It's all just sort of...
Okay, let's do applies partially.
Yeah.
Okay.
This person is overly impulsive.
I'd say applies very well.
The person generally evades responsibility and does not answer to anyone in their life.
That's probably the most, right?
The person is characterized by shallow emotional responses.
Yep.
I'd say, I don't know. I think that doesn't apply.
Well, the fact that he doesn't like want to answer any serious questions on the show, but he like asks very intense.
But that's because it's in public. Well, I'll answer you guys in private.
Yeah.
You're trying to keep, you said you want to keep the thing separate. Is that
you're trying to derail the show?
No, I just thought.
Say it does not apply. A relevant question.
The person displays a lack of remorse or guilt.
Yeah, you did say sorry earlier, so.
The person has a history.
Why'd you say does not apply?
A lack of remorse. You said I did say sorry.
Oh, God.
Kind of a double negative.
Yeah.
The person has a history of promiscuous sexual behavior.
Yeah. Well, you told me you're at Birds trying to pick up every night.
Yeah, but you can say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
is that?
What?
Oh, like I'm holding a boombox. Yeah. Can say anything.
Okay. Nice. Again.
So let's
maybe
go
check in IMDb
well.
Pro a little sooner.
person has a history of exhibiting cruelty to others.
Is leaving seafood on my front door cruel?
Ew.
No. I say doesn't apply.
Miles, you've been the tiebreaker this whole time.
Oh, I mean, I don't know you that well, but every time
we've interacted, let's hang on. That
for
for what?
For what? I mean, you seem like every time I've seen you, I haven't really witnessed you doing anything cruel necessarily.
It does not apply. The person has broken many different types of law. That's not. This I'll say does not apply.
Yeah, I don't think that doesn't apply.
All right, let's see. Whoa.
This makes the person you rated 48% more psychopathic than the average person. That being said, he does not qualify as a psychopath on the psychopathy checklist.
And it honestly, your highest one is just lifestyle.
Oh, wait, sorry. Yeah. That.
Can't hear it at all.
By the way, you were definitely a lot closer.
That
you're
was
really close to the threshold and really above average.
Well, that's because half of those jokes you guys skewed the answers. I'm not promiscuous. I made for life.
Like a penguin?
That doesn't mean anything. We're not going to take any other quizzes.
Apparently not.
I'll take the poo one and let you guys know who I am.
I am curious about that.
Do you guys want to do another test?
I don't know, man. No. It's your deal.
It's my deal.
Do you have anything else planned?
Yeah. I did. This was the one that was contingent on Miles.
Okay.
Oh, this is the one. Okay.
Welcome to Miles Smiles.
Is there more or is it just that?
It is basically going to be, we're going to go one by one and see who can make a genuine smile crawl across your visage.
Okay.
And you can't play into it. Like, truly, we have to make you experience a dopamine release.
Got it. Okay, cool.
Does that make sense?
That's really nice, man.
Let's start with Marika.
That's cruel. I don't know if I need to go with genuinely nice or funny, but I'll go with genuinely nice, which is that every time one of Miles's TikToks pops up on my feed.
Oh no, she's doing really well.
She's smiling.
That's yeah. Brings nice. Me joy.
That's very nice of you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Miles.
All right, well, hang on. Let me. I have to wash off the joy that Marika gave
me. Yeah, you need like a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Think of like a sad animal or something.
Yeah, like my dog. I was like pissed. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Miles, I think I'd like to take you out for the aforementioned friends dinner where we go to L&E Oyster Bar. We both get Negronis, and maybe some of our other friends are there. Maybe you meet some new faces. I'm not sure. You seem like an extroverted guy. Maybe you meet some new friends, people you would vibe with. We're getting the fries. We're dipping them in mayo and then ketchup. We're getting the lobster rolls. You get the hot, I get the cold. We split them and we have half of each, right? And to wash it all down, not on the menu, but we ask them to blend ice cream into a milkshake. And we also bring our own malted milk powder. So
you're going to get fucking diarrhea. You're eating hot lobster and a milkshake that you made them make with malt powder.
And cold lobster, apparently. Cold, hot and cold, and we split them?
You almost got a smile out of them, and then it quickly turned to disgust.
I know, I was kind of like psyched at first. To be honest, and then I think that the longer
I started panicking when I got to dessert.
It was long before dessert.
You know, the hot lobster
fine.
Sandwich.
Let's just go to go to La Poubelle, all right, in Franklin Village, and let's get a Key Royale and then a carafe of wine.
and let's toast to all the good times we've had and to all the bad times we've had, to all the we've had a lager drink, we've had another, what's that fucking song? I fucked this up.
We had a whiskey drink, we had a lager
drink, we had a vodka drink, we had another drink. So we'll have an old fashioned, or rather a bold fashioned, because it's going to be made with whey, and then we're going to have a beer, and then we're going to have I don't know, I guess a martini, and then we're going to have another drink, which that one is kind of a flex spot. You can have whatever you want. At this point, we'll be drunk and we'll be dancing. We're just going to be dancing and shaking our asses like that one viral dog. I fucked this up. I panicked again because you're not showing any signs of life, any signs of joy.
I feel like I did smile a couple times in there, but then you described us getting blacked out like on the, like some sort of weekday after a shrimp and lobster buffet, which I like... Again, like I do want to hang out.
You don't want to take a risk after drinking a bisque?
I mean, I preferably would not like to have bisque before I have a martini, but I guess we could.
Also, this bourbon made out of whey. Like,
yeah.
That was an attempt to make you smile.
Yeah, the whole fucking game was an attempt to make him smile. You don't have to explain why you did it.
Amir, let's hear from you. I'm clearly Marika's in first.
This did so you ever up. Know that you're my old? You're everything I would bond, senior. If I could have my old in a burrito. Then I would eat Monsignor today.
Sorry, so
not me. Yeah,
you got me. You didn't have me at first. Yeah. Really,
or even at the first. End. I think Marika won by a landslide, and I don't even remember what she said.
Yeah, Marika did just a nice. She just had said a nice compliment, genuinely.
Oh. I like your fucking TikToks or whatever.
That doesn't sound genuine at all. It's so
aggressive. I will say that, Miles, your segment on the 24-hour live stream was the funniest segment, not only of the live stream, but of the month.
Oh, wow. That's really nice. Honestly, is there a place that I can watch that? I thought that...
the footage was lost.
What do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people towards? Let's start with Miles because he's our guest. Let's see if he has anything to play.
Yeah, let's hear what he says.
Check out my show, Perfect Person. It's a call and advice show on the HeadGum Network. There's a lot of fun episodes. And if you like the show, I have a Patreon where I do bonus episodes. And I just did the 420 bong cast where...
Did you get high?
I got a little stoned and I took calls from stoners on 420's eve. And they had sort of stoner conundrums that I solved on the show. So check out Perfect Person. I guess my TikToks, too, have gotten a lot of names say today. So you can check that out, too.
Awesome. Jeff, did you get high yesterday on 420?
I don't do drugs.
Is it true?
I just don't want to influence anybody.
You think that this show is so clean that you're such a good influence, like carte blanche, that you saying you do drugs would be surprising to people?
What is it about me that makes people think I do drugs?
By the man bun and the sunglasses.
What about my airs?
Your what?
The airs that I put on, like my general air. Shut the fuck up. Do you think I'm a Cheshire man?
Yes.
Is that like Cheshire Cat?
Yeah. Marika, did you get high last night?
No.
All right.
And I want to be clear, I don't always get stoned. It's just that...
No, I mean, you've made your point. Like, everyone should do every single drug they can get their fucking dirty little grabbers on.
Didn't say that.
They should treat weed as much as, you know, the same as fentanyl recreationally.
Did not say that.
Whoa, I didn't say that. But I think that it can be sometimes a good way to relax. But I have a baby, so I can't really like get ultra stoned anymore, because even if I have the evening to myself, I often have to wake up the next morning to yeah. care for my kin. So
and I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah, that's a good, it's good that you brought that up. Absolutely.
I did have CBD to go to sleep.
We got to figure this shit out. We got to wrap this up. We got to make next week feel differently than this. Because the last thing I wanted to hear on this Friday was Marika being like, I did have CBD. at Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Jeff Boyardee on Twitter. And yeah, that's it. Amir, what do you got?
Actually, did...
sorry, continue.
You ever know that you're my all? You're everything I would bone senior. If I can have miles in a burrito, then you, I would eat bone senior today. Fly.
What was your plug?
Oh, plugs. I'm on TikTok. Okay.
That's there.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.